Cool.
All right, let's put it this way. Let's say you opened up that door and you hadn't had the heat on in here. And so you turned to your wife and you said, you know, it's...
Oh, really cold in here.
It's...
Chilly.
Okay, now you're going to say the word.
Fat?
No. Well, you can ask too.
They come out of the cemetery because they used to be...
Fat.
Okay. You know, I want ghosts live in what kind of houses?
Old house.
And they, in order for a ghost to be there, it must be...
Painted.
Okay. Yeah. If it's not really cold, but just... you'd say it's...
Cool.
It's what cold? It's...
Chilly.
Only you're... it's not just terribly, but it's cold. It's... What's in between there? It's what cold?
Cool.
All right, let's put it this way. Let's say you opened up that door and you hadn't had the heat on in here. And so you turned to your wife and you'd say, you know, it's...
Oh, really? Cold in here.
It's...
Chilly.
Okay, now you're going to say cold.
You're going to say
the word cold, but you're going to say a word in front of cold.
That means not.
Indicate that it isn't real cold.
Just a little bit cold.
It's just a little bit cold. So you're going to say, it's blank cold.
It's not so cold.
Okay. If we're going to go someplace and we ask you if you'd like to go along, but you wouldn't, you'd say, I don't think
I can go.
Okay, or I'd not go.
Really not go.
Okay. When somebody comes to see you and you haven't seen them for a long time, you might say, gosh, I'm...
I haven't seen you for a long time. I'm glad to see you.
There you are. Okay. How about if you just, you want to emphasize that you're not just glad, but you're...
Real glad.
Okay. If somebody that you know owns awful lot of land, lots of acres, say, well, you know, he owns of land. He owns a what?
He owns a big farm.
Or just when you just want to indicate that he has a lot of acreage, you'd say
he owns lots of acres.
Okay. He owns how much land? He owns a what of land? He owns a... Just, there isn't any one word, just an expression you might use. He owns out in the country,
He owns a big farm out in the country.
Okay.
How much might you say it to somebody else in the community, and you're going to say it kind of casual? He owns a... And you want to indicate that he owns land, you might say he owns... How would you say that?
He owns a lot of land.
Okay.
That's just the way you say it.
That's good enough. If something... You want to say to me something's different, just... How much difference? Just
a little different.
Okay. All right, this is a strong response that you might make that means yes.
Are you
an honest man?
Yes.
And instead of saying yes, you might use another expression that means you know.
I said now.
Okay. I want to ask you if you can come to my party next Saturday night, and you would say, well, I...
Be glad. I'd be glad.
No, but you want to use can.
I can't.
You are coming. Are you coming to my party next Saturday night? You say,
sure, I'll be there.
Okay, that's good. Do you usually say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?